It's Will Catchell here with Matt Griffiths after the Nomads under-14s and Northern final win against TNS 2-1 at the Key 3G. Matt, a fantastic win and we go on into the national finals.
Yeah, a fantastic result today. I think definitely going to be a tough game. We knew that from the start. We finished top of the group of the 2-6, won every single game. TNS finished second. We beat them, I think it was 7-1 and 7-2 in the qualifiers. But in the day, it's a semi-final, it's a Northern final. Anything can happen in football. So we prepared the lads, we made sure we didn't go too complacent into the game, and they didn't, to be fair. Overall, a very tough game. I thought TNS, you know, they really came at us. I thought the first 10, 15 minutes was a bit more of a scrap than the game of football. I thought we played a bit too direct today, and we're not what we normally do. But overall, I thought we deserved to win the game. I thought we had chances in the game. I thought we could have easily gone 3 or 4 up as the game went about. The keeper made some good saves first half. Got a bit scrappy towards the end, in the last 5-10 minutes, and then they came into the game a bit more, and put us under a bit of pressure, put us to 2-1, but overall I thought we deserved it, and we go into the national final now with a lot of confidence after winning 11 games on the bounce, and hopefully we'll bring the trophy on like the under-12s and the under-16s.
It was a team performance today, very organised, very professional. If you had to pick a man of the match, who would it be?
For me it'd be Josh Stanley, our number 9. He was outstanding today. I think that's the best game he's probably played. And to be fair, when we played CNS a few weeks ago, he was outstanding again. He's someone we brought in from Bangor City, I'd say about November, December time. And he's just, the way he's been developing is fantastic. I think the way he's come along in the last couple of months while he's been with us is brilliant. I thought his work rate was fantastic. I believe he scored 2 goals, don't quote me on that, but I thought his 2 goals were outstanding. But overall, his work rate and what he did for the team's link-up players with players around him, I thought it was outstanding. So, yeah, well done, Josh.
This is the second national final the 14s have been in this year. They're already the national futsal champions for this season. Yeah. From August, when the season started, how far have they come?
Oh, it's been incredible. I mean, when we first started, we went into the qualifiers with the groups before getting to that, you know, Super 6 and all the championship, etc. But our first game, we played Rhyl and we lost 3-2. And to be fair, I think we needed that game. I think we probably came into the season a bit too complacent, maybe, or we too much expectation, but from there, I think we've really got down, got strong, got together, and we've really pushed on. And there's a lot of lads in that team who've really pushed on together. Like one mentioned, I'd say Harry Smith, for example. You know, start of the season, couldn't get in the team. Now he's one of the first names on the team sheet. I think just overall, I think we've been outstanding this season. I mean, the work rate, and I'd say they deserve to win in the national final. But I'm looking on Twitter as I do updates in the south. I think it could be against Port Talbot, the team we beat in the futsal final, and I think they're going to this as well. If they do win the Southern final, I think they won every single game in their Super 6, so it's going to be a tough game, whoever you play, and I think the main thing, we just enjoy the occasion and we go from there.